Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Wealth Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives and businesses. And I'm very excited every single week to continue to come on to talk about Riviera Beach. But I'm also thoroughly convinced from the words of Russell Cromwell when he says in his book, Acres of Diamonds, that we are all leaving our diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel around the world seeking larger diamonds, when in fact the diamonds that we seek are found within us in our own hometown. And that's why we are calling this podcast Hashtag Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And I'm very excited to be hosting today with none other than Dan Calloway, wishing him the best of health and glad to have you back, Mr. Calloway, and Arnie Williams. And we have a very special guest today, Attorney Richard Riles. But as always, just like to share just a little bit about our city. The city of Riviera Beach, talking about our history, is a city inside of Palm Beach County, Florida, United States, which was incorporated on September 29, 1922. And according to Wikipedia, due to the location of our eastern boundary, it is also the easternmost municipality in, and this is going back to our beginning, in the Miami metropolitan area, which was home of an estimated 6 million people in 2015. But Riviera Beach is predominantly an African-American city and is on the list of U.S. cities with African-American majority population. It is home of the Port of Palm Beach and a United States Coast Guard station, and has its own marina. Riviera Beach is home to Blue Heron Bridge, one of the country's top-rated beach dive sites. In 2015, Riviera Beach renamed part of Old Dixie Highway that runs inside the city limits as President Barack Obama Highway. And with those moments of history, to just share with all of our listeners a little bit about the city, I just wanted to just welcome our guests and also welcome back Mr. Dan Calloway and Mr. Artie Williams. How are you all doing today?
Very fortunate, wonderfully, because there's so many people much worse off than we are. That hurricane, that just put us back a lot, and we're going to have a lot of those in the years to come. If we're not prepared, we'll be just like Fort Myers is right now. Thank you, and I'm glad that all of you all are blessed to be on here.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Great, Ann, for having me again on the show. I'm looking forward to our guest today, discuss some of the issues that that's concerning just our community. Thank you.
Is Richard on?
All right, well, let me just share a little bit so everybody's listening will know a little bit about our guest. And we all know him as a trailblazer, but just for those who are listening that may not be aware, our special guest today is none other than Attorney Richard Riles. Energetic, hopeful, focused. Those are the three words used to describe Attorney Richard A. Riles, who has won more than $200 million on behalf of his clients over nearly 30-year career. Acting as a fierce advocate for the disenfranchised, the abused, the mistreated, smart, hardworking, and tenacious are three other terms applied to Attorney Riles. Perhaps the most fitting of all is fearless. That's because from the time he was growing up in a single-parent household in West Palm Beach, Florida, our Turner Riles has been unafraid to make it happen. That career has seen him make history, and indeed, shortly after opening in 1996, his personal injury wrongful death-focused law firm, the Riles firm, Attorney Riles, successfully negotiated a $2.35 million wrongful death settlement against Abersons Corporation. Attorney Riles went on to win a $3.3 million wrongful death verdict against Rhode Island-based Pickern Development, and later a $2.5 million punitive damage settlement against New York-based GFI, Inc. Both cases were a result of the property owner failing to provide security. Let us welcome our special guest this afternoon, Mr. Richard Riles, Attorney Richard Riles. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone, for having me this beautiful Sunday morning, and I am honored to be here with you and the citizens of Riviera Beach and the community.
Richard, it's good to hear your voice. I talked to you about 3 weeks ago, and you told me don't worry about something. We were talking about Thanksgiving. Richard, with this situation we're in with the hurricane just left and all its people around us, and we were blessed because there were a tornado 2 blocks from me on Tuesday night, and a little further down in Delray in Kings Point, and you know something about Kings Point as a politician and a political person. That's a Jewish settlement, and they have already deemed it wisely that they're going to have to shut it down. They don't want to have another one of those things that happened in Miami a year or two ago. They're going to condemn that whole place. Now, how are we set up? And you and I talked about this a few years ago when we were fighting hard, and I already remember that, the Bill A 500 seating capacity for certain things like this. And you remember 3 or 4 years ago when the hurricane tore up the Bahamas, we had containers on Blue Heron in the parking lot off of S Avenue and on 8th Street. We were sending money, and Bishop Masters got on the boat, and everybody was sending all these things. Our church, Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, was the focal point where all the churches would bring all this material or canned goods to help them out. Now, how are we going to take this and not be where we are now when I'm getting phone calls from Tampa, Clearwaters, and Fort Myers, some people from formerly here that know of the youth recreation and myself asking for help when we don't have the funds or our wherewithal to do that? Now, I'm saying that because your brilliant mind, in the introduction by our leader, Ann McNeil, you are brilliant. You've been just magnificent. And we can't put everything on your back. Everybody else got a shelter their little load. What are we going to do? Are we going to go back and try to raise funds? Because all this money they're telling by putting $10 a person, the United Way, the Red Cross, we don't ever get anything like that. We have to do something ourselves. Now, what is the game plan? And you know what I mean by the game plan, because all of us have a tremendous amount of respect for you. Most of all, now you are the chairperson of the Black Citizen Coalition. What are you planning on doing as our leader?
Well, thank you, Mr. Calway. And I'm honored that I'd be even called the leader. And of course, I take all of my marching orders from you, and the example that you have provided me since I was my mother brought me to you when I was 5 or 6 years old, because the white coaches over there in Chillingworth wouldn't allow this little black kid to play on the baseball team, and you took me in, and I've been following your lead since, and that's 55 years ago. So that's how long we've been family. But in this instance, if you watch all the news accounts, we know how devastated Sanibel Island was. We know how devastated Captiva was. We know how devastated Naples was. But I haven't seen ABC, NBC, MSNBC, or CNN to go to the Dunbar community, which is the traditional black community in Fort Myers. And so what I have tried to do is to bring a group of other community organizations that service the historically serviced African Americans together. And I've had, quite honestly, nothing but cooperation and a yearning to try and assist the black folks over in Fort Myers. And so Faith Florida, Black Ministerial Alliance, the youth, Riviera Beach Youth Recreation Association, Noble, the black police officers, the T. Leroy Jefferson Medical, the Black Nurses Association, all the Palm Beach County Black Caucus, Unify out of Delray, the NAACP out of Delray, all have, Wayne Richards from the port, all have come together, and we are organizing an effort to go over and bring the supplies necessary to help the black community in Fort Myers. Right now we have as a staging location Mount Olive over in Reverend Givens is spearheading it over in Fort Myers. But what we're going to try to do preliminarily, because their needs are so great, they are devastated in the sense that they have no electricity. Some people called me today and told me that they're now getting some water, but they don't know if it's potable water, you know, because their infrastructure was destroyed. The water may very well be contaminated. And they don't have food. Some people are saying that they haven't eaten in 3 days. So on an immediate level, I think, and we are reconvening on Wednesday, but I think what we're going to do is we're going to get some water together, and we're going to get some barbecueologists with some grills, and we are going to go over there and feed them probably next weekend. And we're going to get the other things that we know that they need. We know that the people over there, all of our disaster relief people, and I have some military guys who are helping us, who have, you know, been in war-torn areas. They're telling us that they need, the women need feminine products, babies need formula, babies need diapers. And those are the immediate needs. But we know that our people are traditionally the folks that have high blood pressure and diabetes, and so we need high blood pressure medications and insulin. But those kinds of products and items we're not going to get those in a day or two. That's going to take a little longer and greater logistical planning. So we're going to try and make sure that when we go the second time, we have all of those items. But if people are hungry and they can't and they don't have water to drink, well, that's more immediate at this point for the majority. So kind of like a captain on a boat that's sinking, we got to take care of the majority first, and then try and come back with those more pressing medical and food needs that they may have. So this is a devastation of magnificent proportions, and we're going to do what we can with what we have. And, you know, trouble don't last always, but with prayer and with committed folks, we can do our part.
Well, Richard, that's beautiful. You know, you contact the the parishioners over there with the ministers. That's number one. And they know where you can bring in different waters, food, all these other commodities of diapers and infant meal or whatever. You see, our problem is, and you know this as well, is preparation. We are reacted because something happened. We know we own the water. We in South Florida, and then that's the first one that hit us this year. But you know good and well we're not going to get away without that. Normally, what happened 2 or 3 weeks ago? It tore up Puerto Rico again. And then 4 or 5 years ago, you helped work. We set up, sent all this food over to the Bahamas. They just finishing from 4 or 5 years ago. We have to have a game plan to go out there and have at least $250,000, at least $250,000 in a bank account or some thing that when we have these emergencies, we don't have to go out there worrying about somebody going to give us $10, $50 or something like that. You have to do this year round. This is what I'm trying to say. Then I said this to the city of Riviera Beach. If one of those hurricanes that went through the Bahamas, which is only a short ways from Singers Island, Palm Beach, if we don't prepare for one of those hitting us and not going up north, like around Fort Pierce, Cocoa, and everything like that, we're going to have a tidal wave, and that lake, Lake Worth, which is right there at the Blue Heron Bridge, is going to flow over to the railroad track, and we're going to flood just like a lot of other towns. But we are not prepared for that because we just take it for granted that it's going to go away and do this to other people. But one day it'll be in our lap. Now, I'm saying that because your quick mind always got a game plan. You are right now the coach. I just happen to be the AD. The athletic director, your job is to prepare us. Prepare us and the team, what are we going to do? Are you going to tell a lot of your coworkers, the lawyers, and over there in Palm Beach, when do they put some money in account that you can control, one of our organization, and we don't have to go out here begging. We can all say, just join in, because we know we got the game plan already put together. That is my question to you. Is that all right, Artie?
Yes, sir. That sounds great. That sounds great to me.
That's
what we need to do.
That is something that that we need to obviously. If we don't prepare, we'll always find ourselves in situations like we have here. The Unified Organization, along with which is a convening table of black groups such as the Black Caucus, and we certainly are going to invite Youth Recreation Association and other organizations need to sit down. You know, we have a bunch of groups, and so we don't need more organizations. We need to take the ones that are already constituted and leave the, you know, like they did way back when Quincy Jones put together the relief effort. They said, leave your ego at the door. We need to leave our egos at the door. We have all of these fraternities and sororities. We have a Panhellenic Council. We may not necessarily all invite one another over to our homes or go to the same church or go to the same parties. But at the end of the day, I think our hearts are all in the same place, and we're trying to service black people. And so, you know, once we get this behind us, I do believe that a community conversation is necessary. I would be willing to have that conversation. But, you know, right now we have some immediate needs. And I just wanted to, before I forget, I got to, you know, I call Reverend Philpott over at New Bethel and Reverend Drayton over at St. James, and they opened their Rolodexes and made calls, and they have been right beside me in this effort, and they Ray Whiteley with Faith Florida has been right there. Pastor Thicklin has also lended his support. And so, and you know, Chuck Ridley with Unify, those guys have been right there off the from the beginning. And so it hasn't been Richard Riles. It's been those guys providing the leadership and their resources and contacts. So that we can, and those churches, St. James, New Bethel, St. John's down in Boynton, are all places where if you have items such as feminine products and diapers and formula that you can drop them off, they are ready right now. I believe Payne Chapel is going to also be a drop-off site. But so right now we're just trying to gather those things that the people have told us that they need over in Fort Myers, and once we get this behind us and they can kind of start walking on their own, then you are absolutely correct. We will put together, and I'm a guy that generally doesn't handle money. I'm gonna put money people over money folks. With CPAs and so we have safeguards and people are confident that the money is going to be used and controlled in a business-like fashion, and they can be comfortable that, you know, there won't be any shenanigans and that it will go to the places that it's intended. We'll put people in charge that you know, Marlon White with the BBIC, and we have Grassford Smith with the Chamber of Commerce, all those kind of people who do this for their profession would be good folks to have involved in an effort like that. And I would certainly just like to be a part. I wouldn't want to lead that. I'm just trying to get people fed and clothed and, you know, as Jesus said, feed the needy and the hungry and, you know, where were you when I was naked? So that's where we are, just trying to do God's work in this time of need.
Okay, and you're doing a wonderful job. But let me go back. Because of my age and because of my military background over in Europe, when the Berlin crisis, I just happened to be in the service then, and I saw the scaredness when people are running for their life. And I grew up in Riviera in 1948, which is S Avenue now, but it was Acorn Boulevard then. And we and our school was Washington Junior High School on 31st Street. And we couldn't go to school for 3 weeks because it was flooded on my street, which is S Avenue now, and to go over to Ara and to go over to O, it was underwater. You see, when history happened, we should automatically go out and prepare ourselves if it's a bad situation, to prepare ourselves. That's thinking. That's intelligent, is to get people to work together as a team. See, you said two or three things is very important for people to know where the money go and don't be saying this and that, and leave those egos at the door. Check them at the door. See, that's our problem. Herman McCrae, the great Herman McCrae, he's dead now, once said we like a bunch of crabs in a barrel. And one day he even defined it even better. He said one crab got out. Instead of him tilting the barrel for everybody else to get out, all the rest of the crab got out, took the top and put over the barrel to keep the other crabs in there, and he was on his crab out. You can't do it by yourself. Everybody need a team. You are an athlete. You understand that as well as anybody. Your job as the chair of the Black Citizen Coalition is one of the most powerful jobs in the world. You said three things. You have been talking to those reverends. That's great. You need to talk to the reverends because they got a pulpit. every Sunday they can get the word out. You ought to make a mandate when you get with Reverend Drayton and that board that you own, and I plan on, is it next Thursday that we're supposed to meet, Artie, with the pastors?
Next Thursday.
And Richard, you are part of that. I plan on being there, and please close your ears, and because you told me don't get involved, but I got to go in there and make a statement. See, the thing, what it is, if we don't put the pulpit and the pastors up front, we're not going to win this war. See, because what the people would need to help most going to listen to the pulpit. And that's what we need to do. We need to bring that group of people up front because they're not going to get all what they need to do unless we help and do it ourselves. Now, that's number one. But do not shy away of doing, because I think that right now, from a person of color and homegrown, you got more inroads than anybody in the county that can help us right away. That's just all to that. And because I know I'm not going to go and do the other things that I've been doing because it's against everything, and I gave my word. Now, this is what you need to do with me. You at liberty to call me anytime you need, and I can hold that conversation. I'm not going to Santa Bell. I think that's one of the best places I've ever been. You can't even go over to Santa Bell Island right now because the bridge is down. You have to get on a bridge. And then the poor people over there in Fort Myers, when you hear Fort Myers, that's 90% of people of color. And now when you say Naples, that's 90% of the other. So we got to do something for that, and we definitely got to help those people around the Tampa and the St. Petersburg and over in that area there. We must do something because one day they're going to have to help us out.
Yeah,
I'm finished.
I agree with you 1,000%, and we'll be letting the community know through social media and through programs like this what the next steps are. But I'm trying to get over there by next weekend with some food and some water. That's what we're.
Good.
That's an immediate need that we can that we can address, and so you know, you'll hear more about it. As we put the paint on the house.
That's good. Beautiful. Well, let me ask, is it anybody that the youth recreation need to do for you can say, well, the youth recreation put in this. The youth recreation going to do that. Now, you said something about food and water. Now, you want us to donate $1,000 for you can go and start buying water or whatever you want to buy. See, if everybody put in $1,000, go ahead.
Well, this is what I think you can do, Mr. Calloway. You have, you know, I know you got that silvery tongue, and you can charm a rattlesnake. I'd like you to use your contacts over at Cheney Brothers that could perhaps give us some of the provisions, the food and the meat, and then we'll get some of these barbecueologists and these guys with these nice big portable grills, and we're just going to go over there and feed them like we did the people in Dunbar Village some years ago, if you remember that.
I was there.
Same.
Beautiful.
You were there. You were. Mr. McCray was there with us then.
Yeah, Derek did all the cooking for you.
Right.
Why don't I do this here? Why don't I get with Derek McCray tomorrow? Artie and I will get with Derek. And what we're going to try to do, and we'll get with Doug Lawson and Troderick. We're going to get with them for they can go and get us so many cases of hot dogs and chicken and ribs. Now, ribs are going to be tough because they are off the chain, but we're going to try. But I do know a hungry person will eat whatever's done, And I know the easy thing with those grills, putting hot dogs on it. Everybody eat a hot dog and the chicken, things like that. We will do that, and I will report to you no later than Wednesday night or Thursday and give you what Cheney Brothers and those people said. They're either going to give us some supplies or they're going to give us some money. See, the only reason why I say about money, if they give us some money, we can go and buy. If I had enough money, if I went to Cheney Brothers and bought you 10 cases of chicken, they would give me another 5 cases of chicken. And if Artie went and told them, said we need 10 cases of ribs, they're going to throw in something else because that's where their gift is, supplies. They're not going to give you no supplies unless you buying supplies. And that's
right.
What you need. And you need a lot of water. A lot of water. Even if it's not, you know, when you drink the soft drink, the Coca-Colas and the ginger ales and everything, you still going to need water. So if we get
right.
water, which I think is the best thing to have, get as much water as you can, I will give you a report. And the youth recreation will be on top of that. Now, that we'll do. And all you have to do, if you miss me, you call Artie. We'll start on that tomorrow.
Right. Well, and the other thing Cheney Brothers might be able to give us is a truck to get it over there, because if you got a lot of stuff, we're going to need a semi. Wayne Richards is working on getting us a container, some containers out of the port. So,
yeah.
we may just need to back one of those out of the rigs. I don't know what the front part of it is called, but we need somebody to take it over there, and then we can distribute it. You know, no different than we sent containers over to Haiti. We can just fill a container up with food and with water, and then we have our guys with the grills show up over on next Saturday. We already have a contact with Mount Olive, Pastor Givens, which is right in the Dunbar neighborhood of, and that's the ironic.
Oh, man.
So here we are going to another Dunbar community to feed the people. And we just tell them the time we're going to be there, and we show up, and we distribute, we feed them. I got me some DJs, going to bring some good gospel music and give the people what they need for the day.
Well, not
we
only
come
that.
Back, and we come back about a month or so, or 3 weeks from now, with all those more vital supplies that we know that they're going to have over that period of time.
I got you. Well, I think that the more I think about it and what you're saying, less you are making Dunbar over in Fort Myers is the number one priority right now.
Yes.
And rather than worrying about Tampa and St. Pete, if we just take care of one place where they're
right.
so devastated like that, then we have done our job. So let me, and the main thing about it, you brought up Wayne. Wayne, the one, got us the containers from Tropical. See, Tropical got that. See, what we
right.
may have to do is have Wayne ask Tropical to give us a truck.
Yeah, we've already
asked
them
like
we asked them for the containers, so I'll call them again and see can I get a truck. But that's where we're going this week is we're going, you know, I'm going to make an executive decision is that we're going to get water and we're going to get a meal. And we start there, and then we'll do the collection of the other items over the next week or two, and then we go back over. That will get people motivated when they see that there is action happening. That will get folks over here even more motivated, and I think that the effort will be a booming success if we're able to do that.
Well, the more you see, more you do, the more people, there's a lot of people really want to help, but they
right.
don't know who to call and say, I want to give you this, I want to do that. And it's a trust factor. See, you said something that people don't know whatever thing going, but when you got a reputation that everybody know you've been doing this for, and that's what the youth recreation is. See, because, and I'm not going to boast about it because you came up through it. This is 59 years that I've been a part of this. And people of the other color and people with money have always supported what we need. That's just all to that. But one thing we're going to do, if you get to Wayne and tell Wayne not only we need the containers, but we need Tropical. Tropical makes a lot of money off the city of Riviera, because everything on Martin Luther, which used to be 8th Street, all that stuff is lined up with Tropical business. And so we need to get back. And I need to get right back on the phone and talk to one of your clients, my brother, Reverend Philip Brazil. He called me earlier to tell me how he was coming on. I think because he has the inroad into Tropical, because I signed him to that 5-6 years ago. And Tropical will do something. But if you can get Wayne to have Tropical is a tenant for the port, that we need a transportation to take all our supplies over there. Now, even if they don't have a driver, we can get some drivers because of Alan Wynn and Arthur Johnson. All those guys, they drive those big wheels, and there's a lot of other people. The Hester boy, they got their own big trucks. But let Tropical supply that, and we will get that. But I will talk to the people at Cheney Brothers and other people trying to help us get some supplies, and we'll be talking Tuesday.
Thank you.
Adi?
That's all we did.
Well, Richard, that's great. I think the Youth Recreation and Mamas definitely would be behind this effort. We talked the other day briefly. I didn't get a chance to come on the Zoom, but whatever we could do, just reach out, and I would definitely be getting back with you about the information that Mr. Calloway wants us to get back to you. So we will definitely do our part.
Thank you so much, guys. And you guys have a blessed Sunday and having me.
And tell your mother, my classmate, Gwen, I said hello.
Absolutely. I'll do that as soon as I get off this call.
Okay, now.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Okay. And? Well,
yes,
our great leader. And?
Yes, I'm here, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I know he – can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I know he had to go, but do either one of you have any closing remarks? And we want to thank him and thank you for an awesome conversation and bringing everything back full circle. Like you said before, we have got to make sure we take necessary precautions and not wait. So this definitely was a wake-up call and still is a wake-up call. So any closing comments from you, Artie and Mr. Calloway?
Yeah, I'll make mine now and Artie will make his. The thing, Ann and Artie, in the listening audience is not because I'm an ex-athletic director or coach or whatever, but preparation is the most important thing you ever going to have to do to be successful. And you can't do it at the last minute. That's why you have to do it continuously year-round. And a disaster, it's going to happen. You see, right now the big H's are beating us. The people are homeless. When a person loses home and then their health, and now they don't understand or know what's going on, and they just discombobulated. So we're going to try to eliminate that. But one thing we're going to do, I'm going to call Reverend Drayton for him to call the pastors. Let's get them involved and let them, each church supply so many cases of water, so many cases of this. See, if everybody give a little or do a little, it becomes a lot. See, you don't have to do a lot, but if you got a lot of people. But I know one thing, we got to do something, because there's too many people right now in a mode where they don't know where the next meal coming from, and they don't know where they're going to lay their head. It's not enough place. Most of the people from over in Fort Myers are living in hotels over here. The headlines on the paper 2 days ago. All our motels and hotels over here affordable is all filled up. We got to do better because we know better. And my last remark is, everything you read in the Bible, it was a sign something about. Jesus told the man Noah, said, go build an ark. He was warned. Everything. We've been warned about this. This is nothing strange. So we got to heed to what we've been taught and do the right thing. And the last thing about that, when I was down with the Andrew people, I mean the Andrew hurricane, representing the sheriff's office, when things happen like that, somebody always want to take advantage of people in distress. They were fighting. They were pulling over the food. And then when we sent a lot of stuff over to Haiti, the people was over there, the strong people were taking the material and the food and selling it back to the people. See, this is the reason why I will get with David Ehrenberg and the law. I'm not going to get with the sheriff. And I'll figure out who's over there in Collier County that I remember when I was working, if I can talk to them, to make sure they take care and not having people going out there trying to plim-plam the people and take this stuff and then resell it. That's my final remark. I'll handle that. Audie?
Yes. Well, I just want to say I'm excited to be a part of just helping people. And if we can do our part and everybody does a little bit, then we'll definitely get this done. So I'm just excited to be able to lend our hand for Mama and the Youth Recreation so we can help the others who in need. And looking forward to contact Richard later on so we can get that in process. Just thanks again, Ann, for having me on the show. Y'all enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And you have been listening to hashtag I am Riviera Beach, hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. And our special guest again today was none other than attorney Richard Riles. And he really helped us to better understand, community conversations and community involvement and what we can do right now. Thank you, Mr. Calloway, for your vision. And thank you, Artie, for your support. Deja, always thank you for being the producer for us, or else it would not happen without you. So everybody, again, my name is Ann McNeil, and we will see you all next week, same place, same time. Please remember to comment, like, and share this show, and have others to join us every single week. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.